We have coming up in just a few minutes in Saginaw. You may witness what's happening as part of a local march for life. This is happening with Saginaw, and it's going to start from the cathedral. The ecumenical rally is at the cathedral at 615 Hoyt, going to Holy Family Parish on South Washington. Then there'll be a service following that. It's a march for life, and it's in recognition of what's been going on with all the rulings and such, especially last year from the Supreme Court of Roe v. Wade. So that's happening in Saginaw. In fact, it starts at 9 o'clock this morning. And so that's something you may be seeing if you're in that area. And feel free to participate if you'd like to, too, with that march. And then some of the services and events is going to be all between 9 and noon today. American Legion Post number 22, continuing to have its Friday night fish fries. And the public is welcome. And if you stop by at 2200 South Niagara in Saginaw, the corner of Sylvan and South Niagara, two blocks off South Michigan, between 4 and 8, enjoy the walleye dinners, the cod, the perch dinners, the shrimp dinners, combo platters, chicken strips, all available, and free fish dinners for active military personnel, by the way. That's with American Legion Post number 22 at 2200 South Niagara in Saginaw. Tonight begins the 79th annual circus at the Dow Event Center. It's the Cardin International Shrine Circus. And tonight at 7 o'clock, then two performances tomorrow, 2 o'clock and 6 o'clock. And then on Sunday, performances at 1 and 5. And for tickets and information, go to DowEventCenter.com. That's DowEventCenter.com. And you can find out all you need to know, including getting your tickets for the circus tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday at the Dow Event Center. The Saginaw River Marine Historical Society has a special presentation coming up this weekend. It's tomorrow, Saturday. It's a free program. Steve House with My History of Saginaw River Photography. This is going to be between 6:30 and 8 p.m., taking place at Trinity Episcopal Church. That's the location of North Grant and Center in Bay City. Steve is a local photographer of the Saginaw River Vessels and a member of the Saginaw River Marine Historical Society. Everyone's welcome, even some light refreshments available during intermission. If you can use the 5th Street entrance at the back of the church, please, when you're going to be attending at Trinity Episcopal Church again Saturday tomorrow, 6:30, the program starts with My History of the Saginaw River Photography of Steve House and the Saginaw River Marine Historical Society presentation. Tomorrow, Delta College Planetarium has three shows. 2 o'clock is The Secrets of Gravity. 3:30 is Aurora, Lights of Wonder, and 7 o'clock, The Search for Life in Space, all at the Delta College Planetarium. Tickets going on sale about an hour before each showtime, and you can have a good time at the planetarium with one of these shows, or maybe a couple, maybe all three. Spend some time with the Delta College Planetarium and the special presentations. Tomorrow at the Masonic Temple, it's Midnight Monster Movies, and the feature tomorrow night is Fright Night. Just $2 admission. Showtimes are 9 p.m. and at midnight for the Midnight Monster Movies. Again, Fright Night from 1985 at the Masonic Temple tomorrow, 9 p.m., 12 a.m., $2 tickets. On Sunday, the Bay County Right to Life plans a special remembrance event that is going to be going on with the Bay County Right to Life on the front steps of the Bay County building at the corner of Center and Madison in Bay City. That begins at 1 o'clock. And you can be part of the event that's going to be taking place on Sunday. Again, Sunday, the remembrance event with Bay County Right to Life, 1 o'clock at the Bay County building, the corner of Center and Madison in Bay City. Coming up on, and I think I said Sunday. I want to make sure I clarify that because the, Sunday, January 22nd. I was mixing up dates because there's another date here for a Sunday, which references January 21st, but I know it's the 22nd. This is a Sunday as well. Another Sunday event, the Temple Theater and its Saginaw Silver Screen Series continues. West Side Story to be shown on the big screen of the Temple Theater on Sunday. Doors open at 1 o'clock, and the show begins at 2. Go to templetheater.org to find out more information. Templetheater.org, an R-E on the theater, and find out how you can enjoy West Side Story on Sunday, the Saginaw Silver Screen Series. Coming up next Wednesday at Heritage High School in the Vasher Theater, it's a special film documentary followed by a panel discussion involving the true story of America's trafficked teens. It's called Chosen. As the Mid-Michigan Human Trafficking Task Force, in partnership with the Saginaw Township Community Schools and Zonta International, are presenting this opportunity to find out more of what's happening with human trafficking, even right here in the Great Lakes Bay region, and that panel discussion to follow. 6:30 next Wednesday, Heritage High School, Vasher Theater. Next Wednesday morning, the Ecumenical Food Pantry at First Presbyterian Church in Saginaw continues. As every Wednesday at 10 a.m., 110 boxes of food given away, personal items. It's a drive-through event. The church on the corner of Court and Webster in Saginaw. And everyone's welcome. Everyone can attend 10 o'clock, first come, first serve, at the Ecumenical Food Pantry, First Presbyterian Church in Saginaw. Coming up next weekend, January 24th through the 26th, is going to be at the Midland Center for the Arts, The Book of Mormon. It's described as the best musical of this century, and performances begin January 24th. Right now, though, there's a limited number of tickets being available, made for purchase through an online lottery giveaway, and you can enter for a chance to win, and you have to enter now through Thursday. Okay, I see this is for you from yesterday. So winners are going to be being notified today. Well, the event is still going on. If you didn't get your chance to get chance to win tickets, find out more by going to midlandcenter.org. That's midlandcenter.org to find out more about the coming of the Book of Mormon.